I'm at Supriyas, an artist from Auroville, a ceramic artist, and here we are today to ask you a few questions. So when was the first time you visited Auroville?
I visited Auroville in 1992, October.
It was 1992, long back?
Yes, now when I look back, it is very long back. I came to stay from 94. Came to study at the Golden Bridge Pottery in 94-95, and there is the few months when we have no classes, and I came to work. I used to do graphic designing before, so I came to work in Auroville.
Where did you come from?
I'm basically from Kerala, but my father was in the army, and I grew up, I would say, every 2 years around India, north, east. And then Bangalore, mostly Bangalore for 7 years and Auroville for 24 years.
Since you're from army background, you must have traveled.
Oh, it was great.
Places.
It was great because I saw so many different cultures and languages. It's like every state is like a country in Europe, and the language, food, festival, everything is so different. And when you're a child, you absorb so much more. So I think I could go anywhere in India and understand, you know?
Yeah. So what is that something about Auroville which attracted you, which
brought
you
there? Auroville is so much like an army base.
Army base, you would say that?
Yeah. The nature, the houses. You know, the houses, the nature. You know, it was the kind of the childhood I had, you know? Like the army camps have like, you know, there's a lot of trees and then there's these houses. You know, it's a bit like that in some way. But also there is, different people, different cultures coming together.
So did you come here to learn about pottery?
I came to learn pottery, and during that time I came to know about Sri Aurobindo and the mother. And
from Kerala itself?
No, I never lived in Kerala. I never grew up in Kerala. So I came here, and while in Pondicherry, studying in Pondicherry, it happened, and it gradually moved on into something bigger.
So from 92, where you were studying at Golden Bridge Pottery Studio.
94.
Came here first in 1992.
Yes, and then 94 I came to study at the Golden Bridge Pottery. I did 2 years, 94 and 95. And
is it 2 years continuously you study?
No, it's like seven months, and in between there are like few months that is off during the monsoon, you know, November to Feb. That's the rainy season here in Pondicherry. And during the time I came to live in Auroville and work in Auroville as a graphic designer.
So how many months did you work there at Golden
Pottery
Studio? Pottery,
I
how
would
many
say,
months? 7 months, you said?
7 plus 7, 14
and
months.
And how many hours a day?
Oh, full. Now, morning 8:30 to evening 5.
So it's a lot of hard work.
It's a full 6 days. And even on Sundays, one could go. But of course, you know, you're watching, you're learning, you're growing. But spend a lot of time there, yes.
And then you decided to come over to Auroville.
Yes, then, I didn't kind of decide. It kind of happened, I would say. There are other things at play that brings you to other places. So then I came here. I was teaching in the school.
Oh, what school?
Transition school. I taught art.
Pottery.
Yes, art and pottery. And then I met my husband and have two daughters. One is 17 and one is 12, soon turning 13 and 18 actually. So I do take students.
They also do pottery.
They do, okay. Yes. But I don't know how far they'll go, like, you know, how much they're interested.
Everyone
to
has
care.
Their own interest. And probably
yes.
They will take up
but they, it's, they do, they know it's there and they see it every day. You know, it's everywhere. Like, you
yeah.
know. So they, it's there in them, but I don't know what they choose to do. It's nice for them to see this, you know, the exposure is there.
All right, so. And when did you start the studio?
So the story is that when everywhere I stayed in Auroville, I had a studio. Okay, so there are
what
different communities. I lived in few communities before I got married. I had one in Quiet. I was living there before. And then I moved to a beach place called Halcyon, which my husband had started. And from there, when my daughter, my older one was born there, and my second one was born here, And the tsunami came and I lost my studio. I was in London for an exhibition. So I had to rebuild my studio.
This is in
2004, December. So a friend of mine brought all the stuff from there. And then I had to rebuild. And somehow it was very clear to me that this is from the divine saying, do not do pottery, you know, like you don't have a studio. So I was going a bit crazy. Yes. And and my child was like 4 months old, you know, my younger one. And I said, but I was going crazy, I had to do something. So I started doing Ikebana with Valeria.
What's that?
Ikebana is a Japanese flower arrangement. It's a science and an art. And
is it somehow related to pottery?
Well, yeah, I do a lot of my arrangements in my vases, in my pots. So I combine both now.
And what I have read about yourself in the website, that you do a lot of paintings.
Yes,
in white
I
and
love.
Black.
Well, yeah, it's what is very interesting is when I was a child, I wanted to be a painter. Okay, so I used to paint, and by 14, I said, no way, this is not happening. You know, when my mother wanted me to become an accountant, so I did BCom, you know. So then, and then I said no. But then I went on Charles Wallace to England to study with, to work with Sandy Brown. And she does a lot of, she does an exercise called Letting Go with a series of exercises. And kind of a lot of things come out that you have suppressed or whatever. And one of the things that came out very clearly
through
was...
Art? Is it through art that
yes,
you
Yes, there are art
exercises.
She does these and then she analyzes them and helps you to... It's called letting go, the workshop.
So how do you let yourself go?
So she did these exercises and many things came out. And one of the things that came out very clearly is that I like to paint.
That's the time you discovered the...
Yeah, well, rediscovered, I would say, as a, you know, from childhood to then.
All right.
And, but I'm not trained as a painter. I just do what I like, you know. I'm self-taught. While ceramics, I'm trained. Ikebana, I'm trained. But painting, no. So I do, I like to take the brush and do what I like, which I enjoy, actually. And I like to do them on my work.
So you use painting and all in your pottery as well?
Yes. Yes. I have two extremes. One is where I don't do anything on it, just the form. And then there's another one where I have to, you know, paint.
Is there any place here in the studio where you have all your products arranged? And
they're just everywhere around. I was out of station. I just got back. So it's all here, everywhere. You can see it over there, on that place, behind there. It's everywhere. In the garden, there's an installation. You just have to walk around. It's there.
And are there students coming here
yes,
for an internship?
I do take students. Adults, no more children.
Why?
I did 6 years of teaching children and I have two children, so I don't want to.
No more.
Okay. When adults come, they're motivated, you know. And well, children also with clay, with clay, it's like you just put some clay and they go crazy. There's something about the medium. But like I train them to on the wheel and I train them to fire and glaze. So you have to be a certain age to... do that whole thing, you know, to understand
that.
And
if a person, let's suppose, comes here for the internship or for the learning this art, so how long will he or she take?
I would take usually minimum of 4 months and Monday to Friday.
Not less than that?
You need that much to do the basic.
If one wants to get to know about the art and...
Very, yes. Just the basic. Just to learn basic forms and learn to glaze them, firing. You know, 4 months is a good time.
So this is great. Like, it's something which one has to spend some time into.
Yes.
It's not like you have...
Yes, they can... Like, I do Monday to Friday, few hours. And they can also do something else the rest of the day if they want, you know.
And
there is a lot of people who want to...
Are there people coming here right now?
Yes, they send me a lot of... But
I'm
taking only like 2 a year, not more, because I have one extra wheel, so...
How many wheels are there?
I have mine and one for the student.
One for the student. So, can I have a look over
there?
Sure. So, we just saw Supriya's studio, and we have two wheels out here. One is on which she works, and the other is for the student to learn on. So you guys and girls, you are most welcome to visit her studio. And Supriya, is there a way how students can get in contact with you?
They can email me on supriya@oroville.org.in and then we can see how it can work out.
And is it for 4 months?
Yes.
All right. And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kshitij.
Thank you.